This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I've been announcing that for the past like hour pretty much, because even with the Common Good radio show, I was saying that. But this is for real, Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator with perfect marks, like not just any Tucson Unified School District educator, but like one of the most supreme Tucson Unified School District educator. People cried, children cried for hours when they found out she was going to be leaving Tucson Unified School District, so much that she actually even wrote a book about making college come true for the people out in the world. And she's also the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson. They call her Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Woohoo! Yes. Yay!
And then we have one of her students in here, so she's also known as Dr. J to that individual. So
yes.
Thank you once again, Dr. J, for being here and making this show great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I am so excited about it. I know it's my radio show, but I do depend on you heavily.
We're a team. Yes, it wouldn't be the same without us.
That's right. Yeah. We are a team. So it's exciting to be here, because there's not much I like to go on and on and on and on talking about other than school and the kids and the teachers that I get to work with every single day.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a natural offspring is this radio show. And by having this radio show, our intention is that anyone listening can benefit from some of the fun things we've been able to do with the kids and also with the adults, with some of the parents deciding to go to college. And there's a lot of reasons why they go to college. Do we think everybody needs to go to college? And if you don't, you're a less than person? Absolutely not. Mm. We believe college is a choice. It's an opportunity if it fits you. Mm-hmm. And so things that would make it fit for you are if you are wanting to develop yourself as a leader. Going to college is a great way to do that, because when you're at college, they put you in positions where you really have to stretch your personal skills and your abilities to, first of all, persevere. Second of all, to accomplish the goal of finishing things. So I love that aspect of making college come true, because it equals making your dreams in your life come true.
Mm-hmm. So today, and I know I get on top of you about not doing enough, but today I'm going to ask you to brag about Tucson International Academy.
And, twist my arm.
And talk about all the amazing things you guys have done in almost 20 years.
Yes, this is our 20th year.
Yeah,
we're so excited. 20 years is a long time for many charter schools. Not many make it that long, and there's a number of reasons why. For me, 20 years feels like five. I mean, it's gone fast. It's been fun. My own daughter started in kindergarten and graduated as a 12th grader in our school system, and the reason I'm happy about that is because I used my expectations for school and the quality that I wanted for my daughter on my actual daughter. So it was like an integral issue. I'm not going to have schools that I would not send my own child to. And it served her well. She was accepted with a full ride scholarship into Grand Canyon University. And she just graduated 4 years later, which was 2020. And she didn't get to have her graduation ceremony.
Oh,
but then GCU had one the year later.
Yay.
So we still got the party. We partied anyway, don't worry. But and then she is now already had one full year of teaching at Tucson International Academy. So she has totally been in the school. She was a part of it when we first started it. She did many a late night as a four-year-old on a beanbag while her dad and I worked late at the school, because opening a new business, as you know, Mr. Fellow business owner, takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I love Tucson International Academy because it's a chance to really contribute to not only current day society, but also to speak positively into the lives of our next generations, and also to create an atmosphere for growth, for acceptance, for peace, for really challenging thinking, trying to solve problems, being outside the box. That's what Tucson International Academy is all about. There's a number of ways we do that. It does start when they enter kindergarten. kindergarten. We start talking about college right away because I know for me, as I was growing up, my parents, I never said, gee, I wonder if I'll go to college or not. It was just kind of told to me, you will be going to college and this is what it's like and we're going to prepare you and it's going to be great. And I just, as a child, agreed and was like, oh, okay. And so when it happened and it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we do that with our kids. They come into kindergarten. How we mostly reach out is just by talking about it and reading books. Most universities do have like a mascot book for children. And so I know one of my favorite ones I like to personally go in and read to the kindergartners is the Lumberjack. Mm-hmm. And so Mr. Lumberjack is the mascot for Northern Arizona University. Mm-hmm. And we will read about it. And the Lumberjack shows you the campus and you get to tell the story of what you can do in this building and what you get to do over there and what is the food like. And it just gives them a little snapshot of what college is like. Mm-hmm. And it's through the eyes and the fun of a mascot, Mr. Lumberjack.
If I can, let me stop you for a second. Because ever since even earlier when we had you on the Common Good Radio Show, there's just been something that's been sticking in my mind. I definitely want to discuss where it's just like, and I think it just clicked for me right now as you were talking what you've done. Because particularly like you were talking about growing up, it was a given that you're going to go to college.
Yep.
Like pretty much like you probably as a kindergartner or a first grader, your parents are telling you, okay, you're going to be going to college. This is what it's going to be like. And, yep. and that was what it was. And as you know, as you've kind of mentioned on the show and other shows before, like you had a pretty much upper middle class upbringing.
Yeah,
for the most
farmers.
Part.
We were farmers.
Yeah, I mean, definitely you weren't impoverished. You weren't disenfranchised. You were a franchise group. And so it seems like what you've done with Tucson International Academy is it's almost like you're giving an upper class education to a disenfranchised group.
I never thought about it that way.
But
I think that's accurate, actually.
Because, yeah. I mean, this thing that you're talking about where learning from a kindergarten, you're going to go to college, I didn't have that. Like, I didn't have that. And a lot of people that I know didn't have that.
Yeah.
So it's, and that's one of my favorite things about Tucson International Academy is just like, even this student we have in here, that's, you know, a ways away from going to college. Like she knows she's going to be registered. She's going to at least be accepted into college. She's going to be in the boot. It's not even, you know, once she gets closer, you have to start having the conversation. Hey, do you want to go to college? What college do you want to go to? What do you want to do and grow up? She's going to be telling you.
Yes,
you know,
that
when
is
she's
correct.
At that place. So I think that's for those, you know, parents that are out there listening that, you know, may not be able to afford it or may not, you know, even believe in, you know, a private school to get your kid an education. You have an alternative, Tucson International Academy, to give them that upper class, to give them that quality education that you want, without the cost that is involved or all the other kind of hangups that are involved. So I definitely wanted to point that out because that was, I think that's one of my favorite things about Tucson International Academy.
Well, it is a pleasure doing it. Let me tell you, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, a very famous finance guy, said that he had two dads, his rich dad and his poor dad. And his rich dad spoke about life and experiences very differently than the poor dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved both dads, of course, but the rich dad helped him in areas where the poor dad couldn't. And it was mostly like what they talked about. Mm-hmm. So I guess that does make sense. I never thought about myself being a someone who's like college mom and not college mom, you know? So that's a good concept. But we have certainly enjoyed watching him grow up. And I can't wait to interview our eighth grade student, Vanessa. Right.
Mm-hmm. She's a ninth grader.
When we come back. Oh, dear God, ninth you're ninth grade. Grade already? Jeez,
it's
when did it happen?
So fast.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more.
Yeah, right after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, and we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Yes, indeed. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We are Saved by the Bell here. I am Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, and we have some awesome guests in the studio. We have one of the staff at TIA in studio. She may or may not talk. And then we have what was formerly an eighth grade student, but is now a ninth grade student, high school student, a freshman at the Tucson International Academy here in studio with us. Won't you introduce her for us,
Ms. Oh, I Dr. sure will. Jay. Yes, so I'm excited because Vanessa Valencia is with us today, and she has gone to Tucson International Academy since she was a kindergartner. So she has been nowhere else but TIA. Mm. And she has been, of course, a rather star student, I have to say. Somebody, I always remembered her name and I always knew what she was doing because it was always pretty high. It was pretty awesome. So this is a student that has pointed out some things that I am so excited. I mean, I really didn't know when she started getting the message about college. So again, she's been with us since she was in kindergarten, and now she's in ninth grade. So all these years, Vanessa, what would you say is one of your first memories of us talking to you about college?
Well, I'd have to say the first memory I ever have of being talked to about college was in kindergarten, like the first day. Mm.
The That's first awesome. Day, I love it.
Huh. They told us that we were here and that we didn't have to worry because we were going to be taught and good, and that we were going to be able to have our education and be able to be accepted into college when we grew up.
That's awesome. I don't know, it's so interesting to me that you remember that day. And what do you remember how you felt about that? Like, were you kind of like, okay? Or were you like, yes? Or were you like, okay? I don't even know what college is. Where were you at?
I didn't really know what it was, but I was kind of excited.
Yeah, good. Mm. So there was some excitement behind it, which is kind of neat, because for me, of course, I mean, you've known me all these years. I love the idea of college, and I really enjoy education. I like to learn. So for you, what are some of the things that have that you've enjoyed learning that you think might come in handy for college? Like, what comes to mind when you think of, I'm going to be in college, oh, I bet this is going to help me when I get to college?
Well, at Tucson International Academy, they'd offer learning different languages, which, like, we have Spanish and Chinese, which normally you don't get at another school. And I think it's very important that we get to learn these other cultures to help us prepare for, you know, this new world that we're going into.
Yeah, that is true. And I'm pretty sure you probably shop online sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. So that alone brings the world together. So that's neat. And how do you rate yourself as a Spanish speaker and a Mandarin Chinese speaker? Are you fluent in Spanish?
Spanish, yes, I am fluent.
Ooh, I love it. And does your family speak Spanish at home?
Kind of.
A little bit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What role has the school played in that? Like, did they teach you how to speak, or did they just teach you how to appreciate, you know, that? Or what did you...
Kind of both. When I was little, my family had taught me Spanish, but the school taught me how to enjoy it.
Interesting. That's really a very wise thing to say.
Gosh, I'm blown away.
Goodness.
I couldn't have paid her to say these things.
I know. You
got to
write a book, man. You are wise beyond your years. Yeah.
That would be neat. Well, and so with that, like when we did Spanish, like, did you do some of the folkloric dancing and some of that?
Actually, yes. my mom was very happy when I do the dances, and you know, she used to videotape me and be all proud of me.
Oh, that's awesome. I think we have a bunch of pictures of you, and I believe you were one of them that was even chosen as one of the better dancers to dance on TV. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
All right, good. Yeah, that's one thing I remember about you, just how good you were and how eloquent you were. Because those big skirts are hard to twirl, aren't they?
Yeah, at first they are.
Yeah. So you became an expert. Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a piece of cake now.
Yes.
So Vanessa, what would you say, like, so far has been like one of your best memories that you've had at TIA?
Well, there's a lot to choose from.
I know, I bet. Yeah.
But I think in third grade, the first time I ever got in trouble, maybe at all, was I was in the front, and my principal, he came and he spoke to me and he said that he knew I was better than that, and he knew that I could strive and do so much better than get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've really gotten in trouble since.
Huh. I would agree with that. That is her reputation. And that's another thing we try to teach the kids is, look, how do you want to be known? I saw Mrs. Kanyas, who's here with us in person today at Studio 2, today, telling the kids, what do you want people to think of when they see your face? Do you want them to think, oh my God, that's that kid? Or do you want them to think, wow, what a nice, young, respectable young man or woman? And one of the kids, I overheard them talking about that. They were like, well, I guess you just want to be the thug then. You know, and I mean, they were like kind of using it with each other. And I thought, how interesting. She barely said it once and they were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that that's my experience as well at our school, is that the kids are actually really nice. I mean, if parents were worried about the friends your child is making at large public schools, then come on over to Tucson International Academy. I mean, I can't say enough positive about our students. I mean, Vanessa here, a very, very stellar example of who is at our school.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like you have friends that are also nice people?
Yes. In fact, I think having friends at this school allowed me to learn from them and, you know, learn how to behave also.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely beautiful to hear, because I have, like I was telling telling Vanessa during the break, and we've had him on the show before, I have a freshman son of a freshman child. He attends Miranda High School. Nothing against Miranda High School, but I've heard how him and his friends talk. And he's certainly, you know, over the past year and a half or so, he's gotten in trouble, got his phone taken away, this, that, and the other, because of the way he and his friends talk. And I've, you know, even when I hang out with him and his friends, I'm having to mentor to his friends. And it looks like, you know, in a lot of ways, these are just 13, 14-year-old boys. They need that. You know, they need a positive male, positive figure in their life
to tell them,
you can do it this way rather than this way. You know, this is the only way to do it. So to hear that that's kind of the culture of Tucson International Academy, it definitely warms my heart.
Oh, well, that's good. We always tell the kids too, look, you know, here you don't have to come in and be all defensive and have to be the bratty kid and the snitch and all that. We just don't have that there. In fact, everybody tells on each other because they don't want their peace disturbed, and it's not a negative thing. And it takes the new ones a while. They're like, what? You mean I don't have to be like that? And once they finally trust us and stop acting bad, then they're so happy, and those end up being some of our best students, you know, over time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, you've had a lot of people come in and out, Vanessa. What do you notice about people who come in and join our community?
Well, I've noticed a few people who have come in at first, not, you know, the most behaved, but really coming out. And after a few years in the school, being able to, well, to be a better person and to be better for this world.
Yeah, and sometimes that's just maybe putting down your big armor plate, right? I mean, if you got a shield up all the time because you're concerned someone's going to hurt you, it's hard to be yourself. And if they can lay the shield down and trust that nobody's going to trample on who they are, maybe they'll have a chance to grow. So that I would say that I know is a goal of us and the leaders and the teachers at TIA.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have More on that right after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jenna Pereira, also known as Dr. J on them streets. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy, also brought to you by Dr. Jennifer Herrera of Tucson International Academy. She's the superintendent there. And like it was, I heard from a little bird that it was part of her brainchild to create an academy that can make college come true for the people in our community.
Yes.
It's a fact.
Certainly is. It's a fact.
It's not a rumor.
It's a fact.
Oh, goodness. Okay,
it's a
good
passion.
And I guess with that fact, she's brought evidence, because in studio, we have one of the freshman students of Tucson International Academy here making you guys look really good. So I guess I'll let her continue doing that, huh?
Yes. That is awesome. We have Vanessa Valencia here. She is in the ninth grade. And we did have the pleasure of having both of her brothers in our school as well. And there's a few years between them. One just graduated last year. And can you give us a little update on your brother Rico?
Well, he started at the U of A recently, and you know, he said that this school has had a very big impact on him, and you know that this school has very helped him out into getting into college, and like they've helped him figure out how to register and taught him all the necessary things.
Yeah, I'm so glad. And he was definitely a very bright student, and but someone fun that we had. And his academic performance won him several scholarships, but one in particular, the scholarship fund of someone very near and dear to our hearts, who is actually here in studio, Mrs. Kanyes. Arlene Kanyes, tell us a little bit about the scholarship fund that we have.
Rigo was the first recipient of the Hector Kanyes Legacy Scholarship. Mm. And Rigo was a candidate for that because he'd been at our school since kindergarten as well. So he was the first recipient of that award. And that will be going towards his account at University of Arizona to pay for, you know, whatever it can. Mm. So our intention is to be able to have that. As long as there's a Kanyes at TIA, there'll be a scholarship fund.
That is awesome. Yeah, and that scholarship fund is great because, of course, I knew Hector very well. Hector was a front desk for us for many years, and just a real inspiration, a very quiet, pensive person as well, who cared very much about the kids and did his best to be the liaison between the school and the parents, and also just to help the kids do the right thing. So what a role he played all those years. How many years was it that Hector was with us?
He was with TIA for 8 years, and one of the things that I say that I had said that kind of applied to Hector a lot, even though he was exactly like you described, very quiet. But there's a saying that says every child should have an adult that is irrationally crazy about them. And that was Hector. If he could make it happen for a student, he absolutely would. It would do what was in his powers. So that was one way that we felt that we could honor that of him wanting to help, or of just wanting to help students be successful. So
that's beautiful that you guys did that in his memory.
That's right.
That's amazing. I haven't heard about that before, but that's touching. You guys, you might try to make me cry today. I'm not going to let you know. I'm not going to let you, but that's special. That's awesome.
I tell you, you get that many good people around, and we have good employees, we have great families, we have excellent students. I mean, it's just good just is going to pop out in unexpected places. You don't have to facilitate that. It happens naturally as a byproduct of just the caliber of people and just the feeling, the sentiments of let's help each other accomplish these good things. So I remember one of Hector's favorite memories. One time we were doing a teacher in service, you know, and it was his turn, and he had to say what he was most proud of in his life. And it was hard for him to talk personally. I remember that, and I thought, oh, I don't know if he's going to participate, and I wasn't going to push it. But he just popped right out, and he said, you know, it's seeing my daughter that she graduated. And so I was like, wow, for him to say, I mean, he's got a whole life and he's done a lot of stuff and he has a lot of good things, but it did mean a lot to him. So I mean, how cool, you know. And now his son Ethan is going to start school this year at GCU. His wife is going to college GCU, so I know he's just smiling and celebrating with us. And so that brings us back to Rigo. I mean, Rigo's here, he is starting at U of A, a really great student. You know, he got to go on one of the trips. We have these international trips about every other year. With COVID we are off a couple of years, but can you tell us a little bit about what he said, or what your mom and him said about, you know, the trips that they were on? First of all, where did he go?
Well, he did go to France.
Okay.
Germany. He also went to London.
Dang. Jelly.
He's jealous of me.
Yeah.
Where else did he go? It was England, and then I think we did Germany, France last year. And in England, did we go somewhere else? I think it was just mostly England, right?
Yeah, well, we went to a few cities in England. So we went to Manchester, Bath, and ended in London. So, and
we saw something United. What's the name of that soccer team?
Manchester United.
Manchester United, yes. Yes. Now, Valencia family is very much into soccer. Wow. So that's exciting. So we did get to see a professional soccer game. That was so much fun. And then the other trip was the 75th anniversary of World War II. And we went to
D-Day. Yeah,
D-Day.
Omaha Beach and Utah Beach.
Yeah. Right. We ended up there. And before we went there, we went to Berlin and saw the Holocaust Museum. We went to actually a concentration camp. So that was very intense. But we wanted to end the trip happy, so we did the concentration first, and then we ended happy. Beaches victory, it's not happening anymore, you know. So that was two trips, and then we're going to do a third trip that you said you were hoping to go to, and assuming that happens this year or next year, it was going to be to Greece and to Italy. What was the feeling about that to you?
Well, my mom and I, we've been planning to go on a trip for a while now, and it seemed cool that all the trips that there've been at the school, they're all part of history. And when we go there, it's not, you know, it's nice that it's a vacation, but you also get to learn about our past.
Absolutely. So true. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, here I am, 56 years old, I have 5 degrees. And every trip, I mean, I'm learning stuff I clearly checked out of and never learned in class. So we think, you know, like learning is just a way of life. And when you're traveling, why not hit that one or two educational spot? And so, of course, when we're taking the kids, we hit a lot of educational spots. But how fun to go and to see these things. So Italy and Greece, do you know anything about them? Like, what's any historic thing you're kind of curious about?
Well, I'd like to see maybe, like, about the ancient Greek Romans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were famous for their cheese.
Yes. We'll definitely have some of that. And the Acropolis and all the pillar places, all their temples. Yeah, it's really fun. I went when I was 19, so not much older than you when you will get to go with us. So I'm looking forward to going back to Greece. I was there last time when I was 19 years old. I don't think a lot will have changed just because ruins are ruins and they're going to preserve them. So looking forward to it, and I can't wait for you to come with us.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
And yeah. We have one more amazing segment of the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy for you. You guys, hang in there. If you got to go to the bathroom, make it quick. Get right back to where you're at so you can hear more. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John with Dr. J. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. Woo! If you're trying to make college come true in your child's life, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com is where you need to check out.
That's right.
T-I-A.
I'm going to start our own chant.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm excited to be here, and this is a fun day for me because we're celebrating just some good memories and just kind of taking account of and reflecting experiences that Vanessa Valencia, a current ninth grader at Tucson International Academy, has had with our school. And what I like is sometimes I think adults think, oh, a ninth grader, they're just a kid. They're, you know, they can't carry on a conversation. Now, clearly, you can hear this girl. I'm sure she can pal around with her friends and be goofy, but she can also really pour on the mature, reflective, helpful information that she is giving right now. So I'm so proud of you, Vanessa, and thanks for being here. I mean,
yeah,
it's always
awesome.
An adventure, right?
Yeah, we used to have my ninth grade son in here to do the show with us every show.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know if he could hold the torch as well as you're doing, Vanessa. You like really are coming. Really, I mean, you're mature well beyond your years. You're certainly, your communication skills are dynamite. That one line that you said earlier about, like, I already knew Spanish, but TIA helped me enjoy Spanish. I was just like, oh my goodness, you floored me. So yeah, keep it up and keep on the path you're on, because you got greatness inside of you.
And honest reflection. I mean, people really don't want to hear hype. They just want to hear honesty. So I appreciate your honesty today. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts about college. You will be going to college. And I mean, what are you thinking so far? First of all, tell us about your double major you were mentioning earlier.
Yes, I thought about doing a double major, maybe in production and also marketing.
That's so cool. What can you see yourself doing production-wise? Like, what excites you?
Well, like music, I'd like to be a producer.
Jeez, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Boy, I got some extra schools that just came to mind we got to talk about. But there's so many great places you can like get some basic foundational skills that you can really use for the future. So, yeah, definitely a wide open area for business and for you to be able to enjoy what you do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a great start. And any colleges in particular coming to mind for you?
Well, of course, U of A.
Of course. It is my alma mater.
But, you know, I'm still open to any college as long as it's, you know, it's the right one for me.
Yeah. Wow.
Well said.
No
well
kidding. Said. Mature to the max, because sometimes where we want to go or where maybe our parents are like, I hope you choose my school, which is okay because it's fun that all of you have gone to the same college. But at the same time, great that you're open because you want a nice match. You want the place that's going to be right, the perfect one for you, because each one of us are different. So I love that. So college is going to be fun. What's your expectation? Like, what are you going to like about college?
Well, maybe that I think I'd like, I get to learn more stuff that maybe I never knew about or something that maybe really excites me.
Yeah. Okay. And so you're like, you know, just probably from watching your older brothers that there's stuff out there that maybe you don't even discover till you are in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. And that does bring me to one of my first students when we opened the school that before you were school age was Juan Moore, your oldest brother. And boy, what a reputation he still has at our school. He was so creative. And, you know, both of your brothers were unique, and as are you, you know. So it just goes to show a whole family can come and get very different things out of the education, but all of them unique and just, I don't know, just that open-minded. And boy, I say that's a credit to your parents. But tell us a little bit about what you know of Juan and what did he say about his college experiences?
Well, he went to Pima and afterwards, eventually he moved to Colorado.
Yeah.
And so right now he works at an insurance firm, I believe.
Awesome.
And, you know, he seems really happy about it. And, he calls us and he tells us how excited he is about it.
I love that. And so that means he's finding what he wants in life, that contribution he's able to make. And boy, no greater feeling than that. So yeah, he was a lot of fun as a student as well. Very creative. Mm-hmm. I would say he has creative computer skills. Because
yes,
like one time the computer stopped working and we got to looking at it and it appeared to be a hack. And so I just went to Juan and I go, Juan, I don't know what you did, but I want you to fix it.
And he did.
3 minutes later, it was working.
Oh.
He said, how did you know it was me? So there's nobody that smart in the school beside you that could do it. So just neat, fun experiences like that. I always enjoyed Juan. I always enjoyed Rigo. And I certainly am enjoying Vanessa. So it's just fun. And just knowing their family and just being a part of some of the events they've done. It's just, that's, I guess, what TIA is about. This 20th year celebration, we're going to have this is our 20th year, so we are going to have a big party. Got to celebrate those milestones, right?
You guys have the best parties.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So I was just telling some of the kids, be thinking what you want to do. Are we going to do like a carnival? Are we going to do a carnival slash also a big like party, like band and I don't know what else they want. I mean, they need to help me think what they want to do to celebrate. You know, anytime you've done something for that long of a period of time, you have to commemorate it, because by commemorating it, you're honoring all the people who participated in it at some point, you know, just like Mr. Kanye's. And just like, and we have another scholarship fund for another deceased person who worked for us for a number of years, Miss Bixler. And it's like, you can't help but be thankful and smile when you think of those guys.
Yeah,
the
for sure.
impact they made. Now, you knew them both, and I don't know. I mean, you'll probably always remember them, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Anything stand out for you with any of them? I mean, you don't have to say anything if you don't want, but if anything stands out about either
like
one of
B,
them.
Miss B, for sure.
Miss B was your front desk. Yeah.
She was very kind lady, and every now and then she'd come and check up on me in class, or if I was out for a few days, she'd ask me if I was okay. She was a very nice woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, she kept track because she cared, huh? And if she didn't care about you, she never would have asked, right?
Right.
So I like that too. That's what I like. I like it when you're among a bunch of people who do look out for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the other thing. When you have a good, solid, healthy community, there's a whole bunch of healthy resources available. Mm-hmm. So almost any problem anyone would have, some parent has the answer, somebody has the business that also serves that area, you know, medical people all the way to a plumber. We have a plumber, a guy who just fixes our stuff, you know, for free or minimal cost. And I can't thank the parents enough. The parents are also a very big part of our school. Mm-hmm. So we have this legacy here. We have the 20-year party coming up. So I want to just tell everybody, in May, we will be having some sort of big party. The whole community will be invited, and we will be celebrating 20 years of Tucson International Academy. We're also here today celebrating Vanessa, in that she is a legacy student as well, and has her vision and mission already planned. And I can't wait to see what she does and how she goes from thing to thing, making that big difference. I know that she too will do her part in making this world a better place.
And are you the youngest of your siblings, Vanessa?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be the last TIA participant in your family. So I guess being the last in your family to attend TIA, what's some advice, or what's some, you know, something that you would like to leave to other possible TIA participants or future kids that will attend at TIA?
Maybe that some things that will happen, you might wonder what it's for, but whether you question it or not, it's to help you achieve your goals and to get a great education to get accepted to college.
I love that.
Yeah, and would you recommend TIA to other people that are maybe on the fence?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Aww, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long legacy. We're trying to think of a way to have a better alumni program so we can keep in touch more regularly with our kids. So that's something that can be developed yet as well. So maybe that's something you'll help us develop, Vanessa, is like that alumni program. What's it going to look like? How are we going to meet? How are we going to have that party every year? And I think that the kids deserve it. Yeah. And by keeping in touch over the years, they'll have lifelong friendships and relationships and even working situations that are going to be powerful. Mm-hmm. So, and the teachers as well. I think that the teachers of TIA also have a special community amongst them. They keep in touch for years after they leave TIA, and they always include me, which is just an honor.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're one of the teachers, like you saw
that's
today.
Right, by God.
You'd be in there at any second having to teach physics or arithmetic or whatever. You know?
It's just an excuse for me to get to come in. Yeah, I love it. I really enjoy teaching. I mean, a lot of my job is spent like solving problems, and that's not always fun. But it is fun to be around the kids, and then when you see how good they are and how much fun they are, how much hope and encouragement they have for the world, then it's easier to go back to that problem solving, because I know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for them, because they're worth it. You know, they are worth the extra effort it takes to maintain small schools. Now, small schools aren't exactly easy to maintain, because we're held to the same standard, and so being held to the same standard of large districts as far as academic achievement, as far as all things financial, all things with programs outside of that, like Title I tutoring, and also things like sports. There's a lot of rules, and you have to stay on top of them. And being small, if one person's absent, wow, we feel it. So we are big into saying, hey, commit and then show up. I mean, don't be one that says sure and then never shows up. It's like so important that they vote with their feet. Their feet get them to where they said they would be.
Yeah, and one thing we don't say enough on either one of the shows is Tucson International Academy is always looking for teachers, always looking for educators, looking for good staff, good people. So if you're an educator out there and either you're in between jobs, you're not happy with what you got, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com, plug in.
We would love that, actually. Yeah. So keep in mind, I mean, education is for a lifetime. It's fun. It doesn't have to be a drag. If your kids are struggling, please consider us, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. You can register online or just call and come get a tour.
We also recently joined Junior Achievement.
Yes.
They will be participating in all of our schools this year, so we're very excited about that. And we also have Mr. Beebe, who's been on the show, who is our college and career planning coach. So
yes.
We have a lot to offer.
Yeah, so Tucson International Tucson International Academy is the place to be. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by that very Tucson International Academy. We'll catch you next week and the following week and the week after that. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera. You guys have a good one. God bless.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.